From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Who wants to be the next Ronald Reagan? Well, last night's Republican debate, held at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, was a free-for-all for the quest to define who's a true conservative. Just listen to Mitt Romney go at Senator John McCain.
I guess I'd also note that if you get endorsed by the New York Times, you're probably not a conservative.
Senator McCain?
Let me note that I was endorsed by your two hometown newspapers who know you best, including the very conservative Boston Herald, who know you well, better than anybody. So I'll guarantee you the Arizona Republic will be endorsing me, my friend.
Here to offer their take on last night's showdown are political strategist Damal Simmons and Angela McLaughlin. Angela is an analyst for Fox News and author of the best-selling book Bamboozled, How Americans Are Being Exploited by the Lies of the Liberal Agenda. And Damal was press secretary for the presidential campaigns of both Senator Bob Graham and General Wesley Clark. Welcome to you both, and let me jump right into this. Simi Valley, California, isn't just home to the Reagan Library. It's also the place where an all-white jury acquitted officers in the beating of Rodney King. I think we remember that. So what's the symbolism, Angela, behind holding the debate there?
The symbolism has nothing to do with Rodney King. It was the fact that you have a division in the Republican Party. Certain conservatives are not so crazy about John McCain, but certain evangelicals are not that crazy about Mitt Romney and being a Mormon. You have the evangelicals that are supporting Mike Huckabee. But one president that held it all together, from being fiscally responsible to international issues to bringing down the Cold War, and that is Ronald Reagan. So any candidate that can closely align himself to Ronald Reagan more than likely will bring the party together. And as it looks like right now, John McCain is that guy.
Jamal, there's an expression that some people have used called getting your fanny tanned. And people tried to do that to Senator Barack Obama when he invoked the legacy of Ronald Reagan as one which reverberated. And, you know, people spun it as, did he believe in Reagan's message? But certainly Ronald Reagan was, as the saying goes, a great communicator. So why is this legacy so important to the Republicans in this specific case?
Well, I think everyone in the country, history and memory have a way of looking back fondly over times that were a little bit rough for a lot of people. And Ronald Reagan, while I think Senator Obama was trying to make the point that Ronald Reagan was a profound man in the sense that he moved the debate in the direction that he wanted to go. He got people in the American country behind him to go in that direction. And even a lot of people who didn't agree with him still liked him a lot and they moved in that direction. The problem is the direction he took the country was actually not a good direction. And I don't think Senator Obama was trying to imply that it was a good direction or that he was in favor of it, but just that Reagan had some phenomenal skills and was able to move the debate. So for most Democrats, when you talk about Ronald Reagan, it's sort of mixed. He gets some credit for standing up on national security policy. But if you lived in a city like where I'm from in Detroit, you saw the city decimated by a loss of funds to cities and housing and education and economic policies that really favored the rich over the middle class, working people and the poor.
But something that I would like to add, even Ronald Reagan had Charlie Rangel at the White House, and he brought Charlie Rangel and Bob Packwood and Bob Dole together on the war on drugs, especially when crack was taking over Detroit and Chicago and Harlem. So even though certain communities are not very happy with some of the things that Ronald Reagan did, what Obama was saying in essence, that this is a president that could bring Democrats and Republicans together on issues that impact all Americans.
I want to break it down a little bit as to who the key players are. It seems as if we saw, for example, former Senator John Edwards drop out of the Democratic race. It seems as if the Republican race may be tightening to a two-man race between John McCain and Mitt Romney. Now, McCain came into this debate just 24 hours after a big win in Florida and an endorsement from Rudy Giuliani, who also dropped out. Did he continue his momentum, do you think, Jamal, going into the debate?
Oh, I think that John McCain is certainly in the pole position here, as they say, in racing. He's the person setting the pace for everyone else. And Mitt Romney's got to find a way to catch up. I think the Schwarzenegger endorsement today is going to be big for John McCain. And the real issue here, I think, why people are going for John McCain, and in some sense, it also explains why Barack Obama is having the boom that he's having over the last couple of weeks. I think Americans are really looking for someone who they can trust and who they'll know that they're going to do tomorrow what they said they were going to do today. And Mitt Romney is an attractive candidate, but you just don't know where this guy's going to come down on issues. He's been a liberal Republican. He's been a moderate Republican. Now he's a conservative Republican. And so when the political winds shift tomorrow, no one knows which way he'll blow.
Angela, let me actually direct you towards a very specific issue that may get you to this point.
Okay.
You know, McCain and Mitt Romney were talking about Romney's record on the Iraq War.
Yes.
McCain claims Romney has set a timetable for getting out of Iraq. Let's listen to Romney's response.
Every single debate that I've attended, 15 debates, I do not propose, nor have I ever proposed, a public or secret date for withdrawal. It is simply wrong. And by the way, raising it a few days before the Florida primary, when there was very little time for me to correct the record, when the question I was most frequently asked is, oh, you're for a specific date of withdrawal, sort of falls in the kind of dirty tricks that I think Ronald Reagan would have found to be reprehensible.
Once again, Ronald Reagan invoked.
Right.
Was this a question of lies, dirty tricks, just plain elbow-to-elbow politicking? What was going on
here? Well, it depends on what soundbite you use, because apparently when Mitt Romney made that type of statement, he explained that he was not for setting a particular timetable. But let's look back at Florida. Right before the Florida primary, people were getting ready to vote. Mitt Romney was very strong on the economy, seemingly. He was polling well on the economy, and John McCain was polling very well on national security. So maybe the John McCain handlers thought the strategy would be make Mitt Romney look weak on national security. And in essence, Floridians voted for John McCain on the economy as well. So I think it was pretty dirty politics, but I think that Mitt Romney came out on top, and that you even had Sean Hannity interviewing Lindsey Graham, who's a big McCain supporter, saying in essence that Mitt Romney didn't say what John McCain said he said. But at the end of the day, with Rudolph Giuliani endorsing McCain, I thought that was great. But what would really put McCain over the top is if Mike Huckabee endorses him. That will bring more of the conservatives to John McCain's side.
Jamal, one of the things we talk about a lot here on News and Notes is the prevailing winds of African-American sentiment going towards the Democrats. And so you haven't seen a lot of campaigning by Republican candidates like McCain, like Romney, like Huckabee in African-American neighborhoods. But, you know, maybe step out of your comfort zone a little bit here. What do you see in these guys that might resonate with African-American voters in traditionally African-American communities?
Well, the only place where I'll disagree with you is I think the Mike Huckabee has made some effort with the African-American community. He did show up at one of the debates that was targeted at African-Americans. He did show up at the Martin Luther King celebration in Atlanta last week, a couple of weeks ago. So I do think that Mike Huckabee has, and African-Americans I know in Arkansas say that he was pretty popular receiving 40-plus percent of the vote down there. So on that score, it's a little bit different. What I would say for the others, though, particularly John McCain, you know, African-Americans sometimes can be, you know, we're fairly socially conservative. And I think that there's a case you could make to African-Americans on socially conservative issues around choice or around some of the other, the breakdown in family values, those issues that exist. And if you come to African-Americans, you talk about that, you talk about economic empowerment, and, you know, some of my best friends are Republicans, so we talk about this. You talk about economic empowerment, you talk about the breakdown of the family, I think that you have a receptive audience. The problem comes, though, when something happens like Katrina or with Rudy Giuliani, when something happens like, you know, a police brutality case, and then they side with the police. The African-Americans at heart just don't trust Republicans to be there for them when the going gets tough.
Angela, when you look at Mike Huckabee, is he someone who could A, try to reach out to other communities besides the traditional Republican base, and B, is he a goner, a has-been? I mean, is this really now a two-man race?
I don't think that he's a has-been, in essence. I think he's really going to help the Republican Party. And I think that Jamal was right that he has done well in the African-American community, and I think he's a secret weapon. But if you go back to the race of 2004, Bush got 16% of the black vote in Ohio because Karl Rove and Ken Mellman went into the black churches and talked about faith-based initiatives talked about pro-life issues and the sanctity of marriage. And you had black ministers from the pulpit saying it's time for us to vote our conscience, not culture or color. So I think that Huckabee could be a secret weapon to help the Republican Party reach out to that community. I thought that it was a mistake that the Republicans did not show up to Tavis Smiley's debate that he proposed on September 29th of last year. And I think that we have a grand opportunity in reaching out to our community. But sometimes it's just showing up.
Now, Jamal, what about the endorsement game? McCain picked up an endorsement today from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. How big is that news? Is it going to influence things in Cali or beyond?
What's interesting is I think Howard Fineman wrote about this. This is one of these elections where endorsements seem to matter. And usually they don't. I mean, look at what happened with Barack Obama and Ted Kennedy. We'll see what happens next Tuesday. But it certainly did get Barack Obama a lot of attention and bring people out. You're also seeing, I think for, again, we're talking about Republicans. Schwarzenegger helps. Obviously, it's California on the 5th of February. And so having the governor always helps you in a state because governors are pretty powerful. They've got a lot of people who depend upon them who want to make them happy. So getting endorsements, which endorsements you get, matter more than just getting blank endorsements. Some of them have good PR value. You may get a good press release out. Some of them really can offer you substance on the ground, workers, money, fundraisers, that sort of thing.
And if I may add, in Florida, McCain getting the endorsement by Governor Crist and also by Mel Martinez helped him with the Cuban vote, and that put him over the top. So I do agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger endorsing McCain could help him out a lot.
All right. Well, Angela and Jamal, thanks so much.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
We've been speaking with Republican strategist and Fox News political analyst Angela McLaughlin and Democratic political strategist Jamal Simmons. He joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.